Pakistan.
History on Sunday, Lou. Again, we see the Packers in our way.
Come on! Well, I actually think Arizona is in our way.
Yeah, yeah. It's wild because they both lost their quarterbacks. They're both going to be starting two new dudes. One of them was on the backup squad of the Succoneers or something. It's crazy.
Yeah, so and America's team, the New York Football Giants, can backdoor in somehow. I don't know how the tiebreaker works with Dallas, but...
Well, did they beat him the first time?
I doubt it.
Dallas. Dallas and the Giants.
But yeah, so I think they'll each have 1-1, and then it goes to points. You know, come on, Colt, what's your name? Colt McCoy. The real McCoy. Is that his name? Is that our quarterback, Colt McCoy?
I don't know. Yes. So let's do your picks live. What do you say? Or have you sent me your picks?
My picks live?
Yeah.
Why not?
Who cares
if I sent them to you or not?
All right. This will be the official.
Actually, folks, I didn't.
All right. There you go. So let's go Miami at Buffalo. Nolens at the Panties.
How many games are there? This is worse than Christmas play 2 years ago, for crying out loud.
Finally, Washington football team at the Philadelphia Eagles. Appropriately, that's the Sunday night game.
Thank God they didn't flex the Bears. Fucking Sunday night. You know, guy, this one's for you, Heine, and Hawk, and Work, and Deedly Daily, and Diddly Diddly, and Jeannie Weenie. I'm going with Fly Eagle Fly.
Fly Eagles Fly, or whatever they're.
The Lehigh Valley is shaking right now.
Now, the Cowboy seems to be running away with Lou's Sunday NFL picks.
But that's okay. It's a big asterisk season. Big asterisk season with the locks.
And he lost his lock last week. The only locker left is Lou Kleggers Sr.
Lou Kleggers Sr.
And he has come up from middle division all the way to like spitting distance, and he has the 3 points.
Whoa!
I mean, he literally could be, after I do the stats, he could be about 5 points out. He has 3, so basically he's only 2 behind.
You sound like Wadsey. He's rubbing off on you, our statistician, James Wadsey.
Our amateur statistician. Amateur!
By the way, does anybody have the wins minus the locks as to see how many Cowboy actually would have? So if we, well, he's had a lock for the last...
He's had the lock for 15 or 15
Yeah, but
we'd
have to do it for everybody else because, I'm right on it, folks. You'll have it by 4th of July.
Playoffs? So, Lou, the year in review. It began with the optimism of the XFL.
They're coming back.
And the St. Louis Battlehawks. They got the uniforms. And ends with Marianne from Gilligan's Island dying of COVID. What does that say about this year?
Wow. You know, when you put it like that.
Yeah. Say no more.
Nevermore.
All right, your power rankings of the week.
Oh God, what are we doing?
It's what has happened in 2020. Are you ready?
Oh my God, yeah.
So we'll start with the XFL.
All right.
We'll go with the election. We'll go with the pandemic. We'll go with Marianne dying. And we'll go with, let's see, Springsteen putting out a new album. So there is your five. I don't know. I didn't write them down. My script is done.
You're not scripted. All right. Jesus, no wonder you're so pessimistic.
I can't remember what I said.
What am I doing now? From
you're
worst?
Ranking worst to first.
From worst. So is first the best or the worst?
First is the most memorable down to the least memorable. So,
jeez, 2020.
Yes.
Well, I had no idea who Springsteen is.
So all right.
We'll go number five.
All right. Springsteen putting out albums number five.
Yeah, that's for, I hate that guy.
Are you from the East Coast?
Jersey's not considered an East Coast.
Ooh. You can send them to 6202 North Broadway. Thank you.
Yes. And then I guess we'll go with the pandemic. I'm kind of pandemic.
I would agree it has to be down there. Oi!
Yeah,
so we got Marianne dying, the election, and I forget the third one.
We're going to go with the election.
Election.
The comedy's over.
Yes.
And then we got Marianne and the X-Men.
Oh, right. XFL and Marianne, right.
Marianne.
All right, XFL.
Most memorable
event. And you heard it here first because we were the official. The Sovereign was the official bar
of the XFL. And they're coming
2020,
back.
And they got their unis.
Make sure, folks, to follow us on Twitter starting the 4th of July.
Very good. You got your fair warning.
And here's our question of the week.
Lou.
Do you think...
Yeah, go ahead.
The Grossmans travel with puppets when they leave. I mean, is it socks, underwear, camera, and puppets? Is that on the list?
I'm saying that Dale is kinky enough to do so.
And there we have it, folks.
So, Lou, what is your most optimistic prediction for 2021, after the year that couldn't end soon enough?
To bring in 2022.
It doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding week.
And go Bears. This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Crying Towel Service featuring a Dale Grossman special. See him at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou cries on you!
Hello, football fans. This is Lou Dickman.
I approve the outstanding message!